Revelation 12, verse 3 presents us with another threatening sign in the heavens. A mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on each head, a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays 7 heads and 10 horns, with 7 diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force
can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You'll not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s. During the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Seconds. The most important election in world history. And then if Trump can make it past all the fraud, if we can beat him. Another 79 days of hell while he's president-elect. 150 days, 23 hours, 53 minutes, 5 seconds to the inauguration of President Donald Trump as the 47th president. It is Thursday, August 22nd, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting from the embattled, battle-hardened studios in Austin, Texas, worldwide. We are the voice of free humanity. We are the resistance. We have another massively important transmission lined up for you today. Let me tell you some of the news coming up, and of course there'll be breaking news and a bunch of extremely informative, provocative guests today. All right. We knew this was coming, and of course I predicted this ad nauseum in the 3 days after the attempted Trump assassination on July 13th, and then sure enough they came out and did exactly what I said they would do. And I said if they kept beating the drum for it, that they were definitely going to try to kill Trump again, another assassination attempt, and frame Iran. Well, now it's AP, Reuters, Newsmax, everywhere. Iran wants Trump eliminated by Election Day, says multiple government sources associated with U.S. allies across the Mideast have informed them of the danger. And you've got Trump walking right into the trap when Netanyahu was here a few weeks ago and his address to Congress, saying that Iran wants to kill Trump. Iran said, no, we don't. And they had some fake busts of supposedly Iranian-hired hitmen. And Trump goes on Truth Social and says, if I'm killed, wipe Iran off the map. So he's just green-lit, red-carpeted, the deep state to kill him as the pretext to launch a giant new war on the back of Trump being killed. And then you're not patriotic if you don't support vaporizing Iran. Absolutely insane. I shot a special report right before we went live with my predictions and the background documents. That should be done in the next 30, 40 minutes. We'll premiere that here on air. But I'm going to table that massive news until then. Also, we have the Democrats in next level lying, which is hard to say they could even turn it up more. It's like Spinal Tap. Well, why does the knob go to 11? Just make it louder when it goes to 10. Well, because it's 11. This is like a 12 on the Richter scale. We have Senator Chris Murphy, who's one of the most evil people in government. And we have the so-called Bexar County Sheriff up there last night at the DNC rat clown convention
saying Kamala Harris was super hard on the border and did an incredible job. So first she was the border czar and did a great job. She did a terrible job. Then she was never the border czar. Now she is the border czar and did an incredible job. Lies within frauds, within spin, within garbage, within gaslighting. That's coming up with the clips. And we have the same sheriff on TV 2 years ago saying Kamala Harris won't come to the border and the border is a complete hellhole. But I guess the check cleared. Now he's at the DNC saying she did a masterful job. We have that little stacky wacky that ties into California to give 0% down payment home loans for illegals, but not for citizens. Ah, that's not discriminatory. That's not bait for new Democrat voters. And then we have this incredible stack. We've known the jobless numbers that Biden's been putting out for 3.5 years have been fake. It keeps coming out. They're fake. And now the federal agency over that said that's just not true. 800+ thousand jobs they claim they created, they didn't create. The biggest downgrade in jobs numbers that's basically ever happened. And then the head of the federal department over that came out and said she doesn't know what the Department of Labor and Statistics is when that's a department under her. A department so big, that would be like Ford Motor Company saying, we don't know what a Mustang is. That'd be like if the head of Ford, who's still a Ford, if Mr. Ford came out and was in an interview and they said, sir, what about electric Mustangs? You coming out with those? And he says, what's a Mustang? Or when are you coming out with electric F-150s? And he said, what's an F-150? That'd be like the head of General Motors. And they said, are you coming out with an electric Suburban? And the head of General Motors said, what's a Suburban? That'd be like asking Jerry Jones whether he's planning to sell the Cowboys, and Jerry Jones says, what's the Cowboys? A third of that department is that department. That'd be like, I've been living in the same house for 9 years. And that'd be like if I showed up at home at night and my wife said, I've made dinner. Let's go wash your hands, take a shower, whatever, and dinner's ready in 10 minutes. And I said, what's the dining room? Or what's dinner? The magnitude of this. Again, whoever they say is the head of an agency is a idiot on purpose. Biden, Harris, Fetterman, as a senator. They want, just like I said, the head of the Secret Service was not running anything. Total moron. I said, whoever the deputy is, that's the bad guy. Boom, he was the guy running the stand down. Ronald Rowe. I've learned how they work. So, U.S. added fewer jobs in the past year than initially reported. Even NPR admits that. Fox News, U.S. economy created 818,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. The agency says, U.S. jobs revised down, 818,000 in election year, shocker. Second worst revision in history. I looked into it. It's actually the worst. Biden-Harris artificial job numbers exposed following largest jobs revision. Trump accuses Biden admin of massive scandal after new jobs numbers dramatically revised downward. Fox News again. Secretary of Commerce says she's not familiar with the Bureau of Labor. The Secretary of Commerce doesn't know what the Department of Labor is. That is the most important section of the Department of Commerce. That'd be like cops. If you asked a police chief, what is a handgun? And the police chief said, what is a gun? Or if you asked a lumberjack, what kind of chainsaw are you using? A chain what? It'd be like asking an angler. It'd be like asking a fisherman, what is a fishing pole? Or what is a hook? Or what is a line? Or what is a reel? It'd be like asking a captain, well, what? Tell us about the tonnage of this ship. What? How? Where was it made? How old is it? How powerful are the engines? How many knots can you go here? And the captain goes, excuse me? Well, what's a ship? All right, I'm going to get back into that. But that is the level of the ding-dongness of these people. And it gets crazier. Now, this is a whitewash because they know they're in a lot of trouble. And I've made films and written articles on this and had top toxicologists and scientists on. But the 1.3 to 1.6, they vary, that they put in the water supply is double what they suggested at the end of 1945. They had it in the water about 47 and about 60% of the country. Now it's 70% up to 80. Most countries don't do it, which is too ridiculous. But it's not just calcium fluoride. You actually need a little bit of it. It's good for you in small amounts. It's hydrofluorosilicic that's very active in an acid form and usually in a toxic waste base that they dump in the water. AP reports, overhead shot, please. U.S. report says fluoride is likely to lower IQ in kids. Wow. Just came out last night, August 21st. It's August 22nd. Doesn't just do that. Increases cancer massively, brain cancer, bone cancer, you name it. Attacks ovaries, attacks testicles, like fire burns down forests. A big, big deal. But see, they're moving on from the fluoride. They've got the clot shots now that eat your brain a lot faster. And they now admit the highest increase in dementia ever recorded. Multi-thousand points above dementia being reported 4 years ago, and they're blaming COVID for it, though in the statistics, it's the people that took the shots. Yeah. They gave you a synthetic form of spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow disease. That's mainstream news, government admission today. I have that in the stacky. Very nice people we have running things. Life expectancy is plunging, fertility is plunging, IQ is plunging. I looked it up, depending on the cancer. Cancer in children is up several hundred thousand times because in the 50s, if a kid had cancer, people would get on airplanes. Doctors would fly across the country to see it. It just didn't happen. Now you go to the mall, you might see 10% of the kids with shaved heads. You'll even see them with, you see bulging under their shirt, chemotherapy injection packs. You know what you're looking for? And they're just, hey, the kids are dying all over the place. It's so liberal, 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 liberal. And they're having strokes and heart attacks in major study, Harvard, NIH study with the British Medical System. British Medical Journal came out last week and said, yes, all increase in heart attacks and myocarditis didn't basically exist in children before. Very rare. It's all from the shot. But just a little, yeah, we did it to you. Isn't that liberal? A little bit of liberal love for you there. And when you go to a Democrat event, you see these mutants. They can be white, black, Hispanic. They're the people that fell to this. They weren't strong enough. But it's hurting all of us. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. U.S. report, AP, U.S. government. The U.S. government report expected to stir debate. Isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? The National Toxicology Program, 300-plus page report. Put out by the FDA and CDC, all in consultation. Isn't that sweet? Nice people. Such nice people. They love your children so much. That's why they were performing abortions while the Catholic cardinal was speaking at the DNC. Isn't that cute? Long-term risk of autoimmune disease after mRNA-based SARS-CoV-2 vaccinations in Korea. Nationwide population-based cohort study. Yeah, there's thousands of them out. Passes the blood-brain barrier and starts replicating in your brain, in your heart, in your arteries, in your veins, in your capillaries, in your lungs, in your kidneys, in everything. Well, I mean, there's too many people Bill Gates talks about wants to get rid of the population, but he loves you and wants you to take a shot because he cares about you so much. He cares about killing you so much. And he thinks you're too weak-minded to admit this is being done to you. So I've kind of set the table a little bit here. Now, since I mentioned all these stories, do you really think just talking about how Tim Walz is an admitted communist Chinese spy is important? I mean, it is, but it's just par for the course, or all the other insane lies. Yeah, they got all these spin articles. Yeah, myocarditis risk from COVID-19 vaccines are still less than the risk from COVID-19, and that's not true. So first, the shot protected you, and there are no side effects. Now it doesn't protect you, and, well, there's side effects, but they're not that bad. When you actually read the real studies, it's the shots. But see, these people don't want to admit they were wrong. They have a learned helplessness Stockholm syndrome where it's too scary for them to admit their mommy government is giving them fluoride or aspartame they couldn't get approved in the 70s because Searle that owned it tested it on rhesus monkeys and it killed almost all the babies they gave it to it in their milk. But then Donald Rumsfeld got Ronald Reagan to approve it. You know what aspartame does to your brain? Look at these BS headlines from Yahoo. The world's crossed 5 million deaths from COVID-19, but resistance to vaccine continues to persist with many acting concerns over the side effects and potential unknown long-term effects. That's enough of their BS. The real insurance company actuaries are 35 million dead from the shots. We have internal government numbers from all over the world, like New Zealand, that they admit was the top statistician, the only guy in the country there that had all the databases together. He was the head guy, and he put them together, and they knew who died, how they died, what did it, all in a database. And it was 90%+ of the dead were from the shots. But I'm digressing. There's a good write-up that I saw on X from Donald Trump Jr. that Glenn Beck posted. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than inflation. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than open borders. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than fentanyl and drugs on the streets. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than our children being killed by illegals. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the homelessness epidemic. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the abortion cult of death. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the possibility of nuclear war. That's what a vote for Kamala Harris is actually all about. And J.D. Vance did a really excellent job with Tapper. I'm going to play coming up. And I mentioned this a little, but I really need to get to this today. That yacht sinking, missing tech billionaire, co-defendant died in a car crash days before. Italy disaster. They just beaten federal cases in Europe and the U.S. They hold much of the key tech patents, and the globals are trying to get them to sell. And they also had some of the head bankers on board when the boat that the maker of it said was unsinkable blew up. And they claimed in a clear blue sky, a tornado killed them. No, they blew. I guess a tornado made the other co-owner die in a car a few days before. I first learned about that over the weekend. Joe Rogan sent me a link, I guess on Monday. And I've got a really important report on that I want to get to. But we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back and get into Iran wants Trump eliminated by Election Day. Because that really is the big demon in the room, the devil in the room, and it is 100% clear signal that they're going to try to kill Trump, blame Iran. And it makes perfect sense that they could then blame a foreign power, blow them up, tell you you're not patriotic if you don't get in line. And I was permeating and calculating and computing in my mind when they shot Trump on July 13th what they would do, and then the next day and the next day and the next day, and then the feds came out and said the next day after that, I said, they're going to try to blame this on Iran. They're going to say a new assassination is coming from Iran. They may blow up Mar-a-Lago with a truck bomb and say Iran did it, and I give a bunch of other examples. And then sure as hell, they came out and said, oh, we just arrested somebody planning to bomb or shoot up Mar-a-Lago. He's an Iranian agent. Mm-hmm. You're like, people ask, how do I do that? It's real simple. They want to attack Iran. Trump did stuff to Iran. And that's just a simple, pretty simple, actually. And then they did it. And now they're back saying, oh, it's certain. The Ayatollah has ordered him killed by Election Day. I said, when they do this, you know they're going for him again. Boom. Bingo. Like a fine Swiss watch to the second. So we're going to go over that. Please remember, I am risking my life and everything I've got to fight these people because I believe in you and I believe we can beat them because God's on our side. But we've got to have courage. We've got to have strength. We've got to have will. We've got to have energy. We've got to have the truth. And we've got to have the support. So share the articles, the videos, the reports. Tell folks about the local stations you're listening to. Pray for the broadcast. Share the live links, your email, your text messages in person. Repost it everywhere, even on the enemy platforms like Facebook, Google, Instagram. And realize that you're not a part of the fight. You're everything when you take action and spread the word. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have a big sale going right now, the biggest of the year going, all these Patriot points, sign up for auto ship or something, you get 10% off. We have all these amazing products back in stock, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, set to sell out very, very quickly. We got a limited supply. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very best, strongest turmeric out there. It does incredible things for your whole body, immune system, inflammation, anti-cancer. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. There's also other incredible things like nitric boost to clean out your blood and cardiovascular system. And counter all this garbage. That's 40% off. 40% off on the incredibly strong organic 1,000 milligram vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. That is such a game changer. Prostate support, nerve renew, joint relief max, all of the InfoWars MD line, ashwagandha gummies, CBD gummies, and liquid. Super high quality, super strong. Does amazing things as well. Mushroom Max for your mental clarity and immune system. Ageless Vitality Collagen, full spectrum CBD, as I mentioned, in the liquid form of it. Libido RX, better mood, super food greens. It's excellent. Really high-end quality, low price. It's all discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get a book, get a film, get a water filtration system, get your storable food there, the highest quality, the lowest prices, the best stainless steel gravity-fed filter, the lowest price you're going to find, highest rated. Other units that have the same rating are sold for almost double, sometimes double. InfoWarsStore.com, take action. Thanks for the support. And then our other great sponsor that's critical to support with amazing products, the Nano Silver products, patented, the toothpaste, so much more at DrJonesNaturals.com. And when you're at DrJonesNaturals.com, be sure and check out the Kaba Chill. Doesn't stunt your mind, doesn't make you sleepy like Valium, but relaxes you. And in a way, it's like a stimulant because it gives you clarity and relaxed focus. The Kaba Chill, Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, the Top Brain's an amazing stimulant, healthy stimulant combo. More than a combo, it's got a bunch of ingredients. Next Level Foundational Energy isn't a stimulant, but has a stimulating effect and cleans out your cells, and it's so good for your mitochondria. Next Level Foundational Energy, it's all 25 to 60% off at drjonesnaturals.com, and a lot of it's selling out. We'll be right back on the other side with the big news. Stay with us.
High news. Black dollar rolling.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance 50-50 we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, 1 million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I shot a special report on the plan to kill Trump and blame Iran. It's not done yet. I'm told it'll be done in about 10 minutes because I want to air that report and then comment on it. So I'll be getting to that in about 10 minutes. Iran wants Trump eliminated by Election Day. That is the disinformation being put out. I told you this signal was coming. This is a maximum alert. Do you understand me? This is not a Netflix show. This is not a Star Wars show with Disney. This is not entertainment. This isn't a video game. This is the real world, okay? Okay. I want everybody to understand that. This is not a freaking game. This isn't a joke. I don't just say this stuff for fun or to scare people. This is reality. Are you ready for them to blow his head off or blow his plane up or bomb Mar-a-Lago and blame Iran? Are you ready to wake up in the morning in a month and Trump's dead? Are you ready for that? And the U.S. government's bombing Iran with Israel. And the deep state uses that to set up martial law. And they activate all the Islamic sleeper cells around the country. Because when the West does attack Iran, they will activate them. And then the globalists use that crisis for permanent martial law. Do you hear me, everybody? This is a big deal. You might want to get concerned about it. It's not just one more little piece of news. Now, the globalists have all of these completely incompetent people as the heads of agencies, and then behind them are the real operators at the second, third, fourth, fifth level. They want to have complete airheads like Biden or Kamala Harris, complete morons, like the former head of the Secret Service, her deputy, you know, Ronald Rowe, was the real guy running things. So they have plausible deniability when the idiot gets asked questions or testifies, and they can blame anything they want on them. So, overhead shot, please. We have Gina Rinaldo, the head of the Secretary of Commerce. She's the Secretary of Commerce, and she's on ABC News saying that she doesn't know what the Bureau of Labor is, even though that's the biggest section of the Department of Commerce. Now, as I said earlier, that's like Jerry Jones, if he's asked, how are the Cowboys going to do this season? And he says, what is the Cowboys? Or if you ask Elvis Presley, what's your favorite rock and roll? And he says, I don't know what rock and roll is. Or that'd be like walking into a steak restaurant and saying, I would like to order a ribeye. And they look at you and say, what is a ribeye? And you go, okay, what's a T-bone? We don't know what that is either. What's a filet mignon? We don't know. What's a Chateaubriand? We don't know. What's a, okay, what's a New York strip? We don't know what that is either. It's like going to a dairy farm and asking the farmer, what type of cow do you have? Is it a Holstein? Is it a Jersey cow? And they say, we don't know what cows are. So with a straight face, she's confronted with 818,000 less jobs, one of the biggest cooking of the books ever by any administration. They're arguing whether it's the biggest or the second biggest. Total fraud. And she goes on in the full interview, which I've got here, I'm going to play a clip, to say, oh, I think Trump's just making that up. I don't even know what the Bureau of Labor Statistics is. There's Fox News. Commerce Secretary doesn't believe news of grim job revisions because Trump said it. I'm not familiar with that. Again, that's like asking a police chief, what type of firearms do your officers carry? And the police chief says, I don't know what a firearm is. That's like asking a firefighter, what type of axe do you use? And they go, we don't know what an axe is. All right, I'm going to stop there. This is next level Bozo the Clown stuff. And you say, oh, well, she's just diverting and trying to, no. She's the head of the agency. She's an idiot. She literally just gets a paycheck and bumbles around. They just put women in all positions. So it's like, oh, it's a woman. That's non-threatening. You know, you can't criticize a woman. She may even be dumber than Kamala Harris. Here she is.
When you hear that, do you potentially think that this new numbers could be a liability for this campaign?
No. When I hear that, first of all, I don't believe it because I've never heard Donald Trump say anything truthful.
It is, though, from the Bureau of Labor.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Well, she's not familiar with that. So, they need you to hate Trump more than inflation. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than open borders. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than fentanyl and drugs on the streets, or drag queen story time, or the crime waves. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than our children being killed by illegals. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the homeless epidemic. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the election cult, the abortion cult of death. They need you to hate Donald Trump more than the possibility of nuclear war. That's what a vote for Kamala Harris is actually about, wrote Glenn Beck. I added a few things in there. They want you to hate Donald Trump more than the inflation, the devalued dollar. All of it. He's just the excuse to do all this. So let's look at Gina Raimondo and what she said. Biden Commerce Secretary Raimondo dismisses job creation discrepancy. And in the full interview, I've got transcripts here. You can read it. She just said, no, it doesn't exist. I don't know what the Department of Labor is. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo suggests Trump made up numbers that Biden's Labor Department released. U.S. adds fewer jobs in the past year than initially reported, NPR. U.S. jobs created 818,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. That's in all mainstream news. But she doesn't care about that. It's Donald Trump. Be like, hey, you didn't feed your baby for a week and it died. Donald Trump, you didn't go to work for a month and sat around injecting heroin. Donald Trump, you murdered your neighbors. Donald Trump, you are walking around naked in the street. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. I mean, are you sick of how bad the economy is? Yeah. Well, then beat Donald Trump. I'm Kamala Harris. I'll fix it. You've been in power for almost 4 years. Trump accuses Biden administration of massive scandal that renewed jobs numbers dramatically revised downward. Their response is, I don't believe that. I don't know what that agency is. I'm just over it. A fifth grader could be given 1 day's instruction, or hell, an hour's instruction, on that department and what is under it, and could answer a 10-question test and get an A+. A fifth grader, just an average fifth grader. So the head of that agency, the Department of Commerce, is less informed than a fifth grader, and that's how they want it. They don't want anybody informed in charge, because they can do whatever they want right under their noses. And the Justice Department lets them commit all these crimes, insider trading, and then focuses all their time on harassing and going after conservatives and populists and good people. We'll get into the big story here in a moment, but this is huge as well. We're ready on the Iran news here in a few minutes. We'll also be posting it on X, but wait, I'm going to give you a headline at the end of the hour. I want to give it a really powerful headline. It's really important. So you just saw the whopper where the head of the Department of Commerce doesn't know what the Bureau of Labor Statistics is, jobs and labor statistics. That's the largest part of that agency. So there's four parts to it. So now we have Senator Chris Murray claims Kamala has been tough as nails on border security. They blocked, was in the law and funded, the DNA testing of people that clearly were there without any evidence that these were their kids. Took a day to do the test, very inexpensive. You can tell how many removed they are, whether it's a first cousin, third cousin, mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle. They brought in millions, you know, 20-something million people, millions of them underage kids. Many of them are in slave labor. Even the New York Times has reported hundreds of thousands have disappeared. Many of them in sex slavery. But remember, she was the border czar, but only went to the border once for 30 minutes. Then she wasn't the border czar the last few weeks. Now she was the border czar and did an incredible job. They're having trouble keeping up with that. Well, that's their point. So we're going to play a clip of him. And then we have the Texas sheriff got up and condemned Trump for the border. But it turns out he'd attacked Kamala before for the border. I guess that's before you got a phone call, maybe a little cashy. But let's play Senator Chris Murray.
Division, that's Trump's oxygen, right? People like Trump and J.D. Vance, they need it to survive in politics. People are saying that they're weird, that they're creepy, and they are weird, they are creepy. But even worse, they're weak. Kamala Harris is not weak. For 20 years, Kamala Harris has been tough as nails when it comes to securing our border. When she was a California prosecutor, she went after drug smugglers, human traffickers. She put 100 gang members away in a single sweep. Trump says that a safe nation can't be an immigrant nation. That's flat wrong, and Kamala Harris knows it.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, that's good. Maybe we want to cut those ads off the end of those if we can. That'd be nice. Thanks. So, but I send the crew so many clips, it's not their fault. We need more people. So let's move on to the next one, then we'll get into the big story. This Texas sheriff condemned Trump on the border and praised Kamala Harris, said one of the Krasenstein creatures. Oh, that's thing one or thing two. But here's the headline. Holy you know what. The Texas sheriff, who just praised Kamala Harris at the DNC on border security, pleaded on television for the Biden-Harris administration to do something about the border crisis because nobody came down to the border. You can't make this up. So here he is on MSNBC. Javier Salazar was definitely either paid off or he has kitty porn on his computer, says MJ Truth Ultra. Yeah, I think that's what's going on here. So Sheriff Javier Salazar, Stonewall Democrats of San Antonio presents their whole LGBT thing. Then we've got illegal aliens being turned away from the DNC for lack of ID at the wall. Let's go ahead and play first him on last night at the DNC there in the cesspit, Chicago. And then let's move on to him a couple years ago complaining about Kamala Harris on MSNBC.
When Donald Trump comes down to Texas, stands next to officers in uniforms just like mine, he's not there to help us. Don't think that. Not for a second. He is a self-serving man. I mean, look, just like when he killed the border bill, he just made our jobs harder. Now, Kamala, on the other hand, has been fighting border crime for years. She's gone down to Mexico and worked to stop the traffickers. And when the traffickers didn't stop, she put them in jail. Now, down in my neck of the woods, we call that fooling around and finding out. I may be paraphrasing a bit. We protect us. Now, the border sheriffs that I know, right, and I, we're like Kamala. We protect and serve. We enforce the law. We show compassion. And we fight like hell to protect our border. Because as we've always known in Texas, cuando luchamos, ganamos. When we fight, we win.
Tell us about what you are asking for. What are your needs?
Well, right now, thank you for having me, first off. Right now, what I'm asking for is for the president or a member of his administration that can make decisions to come down and talk to not just me, but at least 12 other Texas sheriffs from major counties in the state of Texas that are dealing with this issue firsthand. So I'd like to see somebody from Washington come down here, get boots on the ground, get eyes on the issue at hand, and then talk to us, a bipartisan group of Texas sheriffs that are really taking a common sense approach, because we have to.
That is next level flip-flopping and BS. But that's what these people do. Now, I'm going to issue an emergency alert right now that is of the highest level I've ever issued in 30 years. The deep state is going to try to kill Trump again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. And I said in the first few days after they grazed Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, that when they came out and said Iran was behind it and was going to try again, that would be the cover to kill Trump in another assassination attempt or another. They're going to try over and over again. And they would then use that to attack Iran. Iran would then activate its sleeper cells of Hezbollah that are here, and that would bring America into martial law, which the globalists want. Use an outside enemy to unify the people under the unpopular, illegitimate government. They've now done that, and it's in AP, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Newsmax. U.S. government officials and foreign government officials say the Islamic regime is trying to kill Trump and has assassination teams here in the United States. So deep state truck bombs Trump, deep state blows up his plane, deep state shoots him, and then they have an Iranian drugged up in the back of a truck to say that he did it, or a group of Iranians. This is very simple. I'm not just saying this now. It's incredibly obvious. I'm saying it before all of this happened, and now it's following exactly what I said, because this is all I do, basically, is work in this information. So here's the emergency report. We're premiering here right now. We'll also post this on X very, very soon. Get it out like the future of the country and the world depends on it, because it does. Here it is, and I'll add some more points. With only 75 days left to the election and the deep state desperate, President Trump's life has never been in more danger, but not from Iran. The deep state is preparing another attempt on President Trump's life, and this time they're going to frame Iran for it.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
This is an emergency alert. President Trump's life is in serious danger. The deep state already tried to kill him and failed on July 13th of this year, just 40-something days ago. And 2 days after it happened, I came out and said the deep state is going to try again, and they're going to try to frame Iran. And now they are officially doing it.
The big move is to hit them with a large truck bomb. They, again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly, we're in full war with Russia. Instantly, the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly, life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh, my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia. You know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose, because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. Everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists. We know your plans. We know your operations. We know your history. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail, if they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in, and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, if they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it.
Now, that's just one example of dozens, just days after I predicted it. And then a few days after I predicted that, 4 days after he got grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania, the FBI came out and said, we have credible threats that the mullahs over in Iran, the Ayatollah, is trying to kill Trump and might have been involved. Oh, did the mullahs have the Secret Service stand down? Did they pull most of the security off? Did the mullahs have the Secret Service not point the man out on the roof for over 26 minutes or 90 minutes down below with a rangefinder? Now we know a rifle. Man, those mullahs have magical powers. So now there's an article in Newsmax, similar propaganda everywhere from conservative media we can trust, that, oh, absolutely, there's a big plot to kill Trump and the Ayatollah wants him dead before the election. I wonder who else wants him dead before the election. And Trump really fell into this trap when Netanyahu spoke to Congress a few weeks ago and said the mullahs are going to try to kill Trump. And Trump said on Truth Social, well, if they kill me, destroy Iran.
They actually sent death squads. They sent death squads here to murder a former Secretary of State and a former National Security Advisor. And as we recently learned, they even brazenly threatened to assassinate President Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have Homeland Security, you have the whole DHS, FBI, Secret Service system, fingerprints all over the attempted assassination. The deep state wants Trump gone, and now Israel's saying, well, if Trump gets killed, it's Iran's fault, and Trump goes, yeah, if I get killed, blow up Iran. President Trump, you're digging your own grave, inviting the deep state to kill you so they can attack Iran, keep you out of office, and clamp down on the American people. This is absolutely insane. And it's not like I'm pointing this out now. I pointed it out before they even put out their propaganda, because I study them and I'm many steps ahead of them. Again, if I hadn't even have predicted this days before they started this, and they came out and said this now, it's obvious that they weren't involved, the Iranians, the attempted assassination of Trump back in July. But the fact that they're trying to sell this right now is very, very extremely ominous and dangerous.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
And finally, Iran came out a month ago and said, we don't want Trump dead. We're not involved in your elections. We're not trying to assassinate him. We don't want war. Israel just killed the two leaders of Hamas. Iran didn't even strike back. Iran is being very, very cautious. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm just simply saying they understand that the globalists are about to blow them off the map, and Trump could be the detonator. So this is a maximum alert. President Trump's life is in grave danger. And this is coming to you from the guy that first predicted they would try to assassinate President Trump going back several years ago. We've called it over and over again. The deep state's been caught trying to kill him. So now they're trying to sell the idea that the Iranians did it. You know they're going to try it again. They've already given us their cover story. Are we really this stupid to buy it? President Trump's life is in grave danger. Iran denies being part of a plot to kill criminal Trump. Iran rejects assassination. Iran rejects accusation was involved in plot to assassinate Trump. Iran rejects accusation was involved in plot to assassinate Trump. This is the reality of where we are. This is what's happening right now. They think you're stupid. They're putting out the cover story. They're going to try again. Trump walked into the trap on Truth Social saying, if he's killed, blow Iran up. Trump needs to get ahead of this. It was not Iran tried to kill him. It was not Iran had the security stand down. It was the deep state, and all that evidence is mounting. So please pray for President Trump. Pray for America. Understand the danger of this, because again, they killed Trump. The deep state kills Trump. They blame Iran. They start striking Iran with a full bombardment. Then Iran will activate its sleeper cells, and we go to World War III. And Russia instantly gets sucked in. That's what we're talking about. Now, I've got a bunch of big guests, a bunch of other huge news we haven't even gotten to yet. It is all coming up in the second, third, and fourth hour. I'm hosting the show right through today, ladies and gentlemen. And you definitely want to stay with us. That's why they want us off the air, because we've got their number. I told you Kennedy was going to have a big press conference on Friday and step down. Now that's being announced everywhere and endorsed Trump. We are tomorrow's news today. Please follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and share all the links. We'll be right back.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. A limited edition, exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art. This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, and we may have to do one, but this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.